Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence. Grado is out of the room. He is out of the room. He's not quite back from his wedding festivities quite yet, but producer John is in the room. Producer John, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Rab. I was just saying to you, I have not seen one bit of wrestling this week. I've been catching up, just reading what's happening, reading the results, what's going on, but I've not seen a sausage this week.
That's right. This is the premier wrestling podcast in the UK, and I also have seen very little wrestling this week.
We're sitting here going, oh, did you see Forbidden Door? Did you see? No, none of us have seen Forbidden Door. Apparently, there's some absolute barnstormers from what we hear, and I'm sure we'll get into that in the Bury and Put Over section. But yeah, a lot of good stuff been happening over the last week, but I have seen nothing of it.
I'll make up for it next week. I'll be able to talk about the AEW Fight Forever game, which
it's out now, isn't it? I'm right in saying
it's out now. It came out today, but I've not quite got my copy yet. My copy is arriving tomorrow. So as we record this,
what format did you get it on?
I got it on the Nintendo Switch, John. I tend to buy my games on Nintendo Switch where I can. If it's available on the Switch, I'll get it on the Switch.
Right. What? Why do you choose the Switch above any of your other many consoles that you have?
Because the Nintendo Switch is my favourite of the consoles, without a doubt. I've got a PS5 and I've got a Series X as well. And
what's a Series X? I've never heard that.
An Xbox Series X. And the Xbox has the Game Pass. It gives you all the free games every month and stuff like that. There's just too much stuff. You just never end up touching it. It gathers dust, the Xbox, I would say, on the whole. I play the PS5 quite a lot because I've been playing, my Final Fantasies and stuff. When it comes to the Nintendo Switch, man, it's just the best. When you're a grown adult with kids, with responsibilities, with a life, you can't beat the Switch for being able to play it on a telly. Then when you need to clear that telly for the Wains to watch,
Peppa Pig, Bluey,
what's his name? What's the boy's name? Blippi.
Who's Blippi?
Blippi, he's this boy, man, jumps about with a hat on, right?
Phew. Like, I mean, see, when the kids' wains were, my wains were growing up, it was in the night garden, it was Peppa, a couple other jobber ones, but apparently Bluey's the big one now. Like, Bluey's,
well,
like...
I think Bluey, my wains don't love Bluey, I wouldn't say. I think Bluey's more for, you seem to see a lot of Maz and Daz like Bluey, I think, more than the wains do.
Oh, really?
I think so. I'm not sure that there's that many wains that are mad about Bluey, to be honest. I think it's just because it's a wee bit, I don't know, I think the parents are into it, you know what I mean? But, anyway, when the kids want to watch something, or, when something else is going on, or when being able to pull your Switch out and just take it with you anywhere, that's what I need in my life. And, I'm a big Nintendo Switch collector. That is my thing now. My focus is on the Nintendo Switch. So I'll be getting it on that.
Big review next week,
Kev. Big review next week. Hey, talking to Kelvin Brawl last week, Kev got in touch and he said, forget the Usos versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa at Money in the Bank. How about this for a Kelvin Brawl 2 main event tag match? And he's got here, your boys who still game, and me and Grado. They're too old, man. Ford are too old.
Ford can keep up in the ring, I don't think.
Listen, Ford can go. Don't you worry about Ford. Ford can handle himself. Don't you worry about Ford. I'd be worrying about Grado, man. See these four, me, Grado, Greg Kempel, and Ford Kiernan. I'd be worried about Grado, man. I'd be blowing out his arse trying to keep up with us three. You know what I mean? Steven says, this is being sold in Hogan's Beach Shop in Florida. And there you go. It's a photo here of Ryback. It's a WWE Ryback. What is it, a glass?
It's one of those, one of these glasses.
It's a crazy thing for Hogan to be selling his beach shop, isn't it? It must be like just ancient WWE glasses.
Metal.
Crazy. Now, after we questioned JR having beef with Triple H, right? We questioned that last week. We weren't sure that was for true. The Football Beer and Punk Rock podcast have provided audio evidence.
Where did he come from? That son of a bitch! Why, Triple H? You son of a bitch! Why? Tell me why! Damn Triple H! Damn his soul! You son of a bitch! Don't What's you hit doing? Her! Don't you hit her! You cost off to the title, you bastard! He's gonna rot in hell for what he did here tonight. Damn you, Helmsley! Does he have no conscience? Does he have no heart? Do you have no soul, you son of a bitch?
He loves a bit of son of a bitch.
It's beautiful, isn't it? That I love that. JR during the Attitude Era, he was on top of the world, wasn't he, JR? He was the greatest, wasn't he?
Ah, he's done now, though. Poor JR these days. Get him off the table. Get him doing the backstage interviews, sitting down with wrestlers, doing all that sort of stuff, because he's off the pace. Poor lad. Did you see the other week there when he fell and he tried to do the first bit of commentary and then they're just like, no, I can't go on.
It's just, I just feel there was nobody like him for putting people over though, or putting storylines over back in the day, you know what I mean?
True.
People need to remember what he did during that era. All that stuff. He's got no soul and all that. Oh, beautiful, man. Beautiful. Pablo has pointed us in the direction of Mick Foley and Undertaker sitting down to rewatch their Hell in a Cell match for the 25th anniversary.
Here we go.
Oh!
Bam! Look at that. I mean, you can hear him. I mean, it was
like nobody saw that.
Crazy.
Coming.
And I'm looking nobody. Over, and all I'm waiting on is to see if you're moving. Right? That's, and there's another part to this, but right now, all I'm looking at is this, and I'm thinking in my head, Mick, just move. But I'm also, and I tell people this all the time, and they look at me like I'm crazy. I had the closest thing that I can recall to an outer body experience. When I threw you off,
right.
I could actually see you flying through the air, and I could see myself standing there. It was crazy, but it is the closest thing that I've ever had to that kind of experience, and it was just, whew.
And I think the only words we said were, I think you said, you ready?
Yeah.
And then I do that little winding of the arm and off we go. And this is where part of the mystique of the match is just some of the just bizarre, surreal situations where half of my body's in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lying underneath that debris.
Underneath the railing, right?
Yeah.
Slid under it. Another thing that I didn't even realize while what was happening at first is that they lifted the cage.
Right. Because the only people, the best of my recollection, who had an inkling what was going on was me, you, and Vince.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Hugo knew what was happening, but the legend has it that he didn't, so I don't think any need to dispel that legend.
I mean, I could listen to that one night, man.
Really? I mean, there's 25 minutes, so they were just putting the wee clip and obviously went to the big bump spot. I mean, you keep forgetting there's the other bump spot where he goes through the actual cell.
The worst one.
Aye, the worst one.
The worst one.
I know. You get the big bump onto the table, but you keep forgetting about that massive bump through the actual cell, which is amazing as well.
What a match. Total. I mean, that's anybody that's into wrestling, you know, you need to go and watch that, because that's the story of one of the greatest things of all time. And the two boys sitting here talking about it, just openly. Talking about it.
I always find it really interesting. Undertaker is in Glasgow next week as well, which is mental to think. Yeah. So I'm hoping, in fact, we should put it out there, get your spots in for the Undertaker kicking about Glasgow, because I'm sure he's going to turn up at KFC or go to Shawarma King or something like that.
Aye.
Or he's kicking about Glasgow. Like, I just want to see a picture of the Undertaker and a Weatherspoon.
Up the garage.
Aye.
He'll be
at the catty, mate. He didn't even say he'll not be at the garage. He'll be at the catty.
See, you think he'll be at the catty, but nah.
Go for it, you know, aye.
I mean, he's dropped the gimmick now, so he'll be at the garage now. GBX playing next weekend, anywhere?
I don't know. Would I need to have a look at that? It's Tuesday night, though, isn't it? I think it's Monday or Tuesday night that he's at the Academy. I actually put the guy reached out to me, who's organising it, the promoter, and I thought, here's an opportunity here, right? I pinged him back an email because he was trying to put him over for getting an interview. Right. Which we could, unfortunately, none of us would make it. It was like 6:15 at night. None of us could make it. He wanted it to be on the breakfast show, but I said, how's about the podcast? And there was no one who was going around to make it, right? But I did say, however, if you need someone to host the show, what right. about Robert Forrance and...
Gredo asking him what he had for his dinner? No, that.
Exactly.
Fucking imagine it. Could you imagine it?
It would be amazing. But he didn't get back to me on that, unfortunately.
I wonder who is hosting it.
I don't know.
It would be good for these things. Des Clark would be really good at interviewing. He knows he's wrestling.
He's a big wrestling fan.
So, Wrestling Newswire, talking about beef last week. It says, check out the exchange between Matt Cardona and Bully Ray. Matt Cardona. So what happened was, somebody tweeted out, I mean, look at this ovation Bully Ray got when the Dudleys returned to the Barclays a couple of years ago. Straight up fire. In a video with a big reaction. And then Matt Cardona quote tweeted that, I was in the locker room watching on the monitor. It was the opposite reaction. And Bully Ray replied to that, you spent the majority of your career watching on the monitor. Which is a saurian, innit?
That is tight. That is absolutely tight. I mean, Gredo obviously worked with Bully Ray. He seems a difficult kind of guy to get on with. Devon seems all right. Devon seems like a sound boy, but Bully Ray seems like a bit of a arse.
Bully Ray sounds like a bit of a handful, doesn't he? Whereas Matt Cardona seems like a good guy, doesn't he? So
he does. He does. But that's an absolute burn.
That's a saurian. And finally, Graham's got a game for his tenner. Whoever gets the five of these right, disclaimer, no cunt's getting a tenner. He says, because nappies are a fortune. Ain't that the truth? I've got fucking wee twins here. No, here we've got WWE Stampers. And we've got to name all five of these wrestlers. I can name them now in a heartbeat.
I know, I think so as well. So you got
AJ Styles.
Put this up on Patreon, check out the video version because obviously a picture as always. So AJ Styles, I would say,
Then next.
Is that Punk?
No, it's not Punk.
Is that... Triple H, no. That's the hard H. one.
A Triple H, I would say.
Triple H. That's Alexa Bliss.
That looks like it could be Alexa Bliss, and then the next ones are... See, you would almost want to say Undertaker, right?
Yeah. That's what I would go for. Take him, Cena.
And that's Cena.
Aye, that's it. There's the one in the middle is the dubious one.
But then also, is it actually Roman Reigns?
Well, I don't know. Well, and that's Taker.
The vest is low.
Yeah, that's it. That's Taker.
Okay, we've named him, so money, please. And if you want to get us in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, every week we like to separate the Lana Del Rey's from the... Lana's, as we bury and put all stuff for the wrestling. What does that mean, John?
Right, well, because I know you're a big Lana Del Rey fan, Rob, and I saw on Twitter saying that, you know, Glastonbury's, you know...
Listen, John.
Too good for Lana.
Listen, John.
Right.
I'm going to tell you the fucking definition of madness right here, right?
Right.
The definition of madness, John, is stoning at Glastonbury... watching fucking Guns N' Roses when Lana Del Rey's on the other stage.
Fucking Lana Del
Rey. Listening to fucking Axl Rose about 20 years past that. His voice went about 20 years ago.
Apparently, he was very good at Bell Houston Park. When
No, he wasn't.
I have heard such good things. At Glastonbury, a lot of people were complaining it was the sound at Glastonbury.
Mate, I saw you on Twitter defending Guns N' Roses' performance. No, of course, Big Slash will play the guitar. He can still play the guitar.
Oh, he's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But fucking hell, man. Every single song was getting fucking murdered. Murdered. Buried. Every single song. You know what I mean? Lana Del Rey turns up half an hour late.
By the way, which is ironic because fucking Guns N' Roses infamous for turning up late and they've been on time for the last couple of shows, bang on time.
Yeah, they should have fucking seen Glastonbury. They should have turned up 2 hours late, if you ask me.
But apparently Bella Houston, I'm sure a lot of the Wrestling Daft listeners were at Bella Houston, and like I've heard such good things about them at Bella Houston.
Aye. Everybody said the Pope sounded good at Bella Houston. Another, <didn't they? laughs> It's a fucking topical joke, that. Right. Anyway, so let's talk about the Birries and put oars. Now, here's something I'll put over. Well, I kind of want to put over and bury it a wee bit as well. I want to put over Jungle Boy turning heel.
Really?
On Hook, aye. I want to put that over because I like that boy and I think he needs a wee change. I think it's time for a wee change for him. But I was really looking forward to singing that music at fucking Wembley.
Oh, no, he's going to have a new entrance.
I was looking forward to him coming out as a babyface at Wembley and us all getting involved. Do you know what I mean? Now, I'm not going to get Daniel Bryan. We're not going to be going, oh, know what I mean?
I know. Is that, do you know what?
I'm probably going to have to watch Will Ospreay. I'm only joking. I'll happily watch Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay's brilliant. Yeah. But you know. Jungle Boy turning heel. It's, I mean, it's going to be a complete gimmick change. But how, once you turn a heel like that, can you reverse it and back into that gimmick, get back into that Tarzan kind of gimmick?
No, but that's a young guy's gimmick. That's a young boy's gimmick. And he's getting older. He's aging out of it. And I think they've actually timed it quite right because they've done it when it's still a shock and it's still quite fresh. Instead of them waiting until people kind of going, this fucking cunt still coming out acting like a jungle boy, like a Tarzan. You know what I mean? So I think they've done it at the right time. I think the timing of it coming after all the Christian stuff that was quite recently and all that, I think is quite nice as well because it's almost like, you know, he's seen how bad boys can fucking thrive. By the way, I want to also put our Christian. I'm loving this thing he's doing now where it's like he's the champ.
Aye.
Thing he's got going on. And what else do I want? I want to put over LA Knight because it is beautiful to watch this rocket ship getting higher and higher and higher, isn't it?
No, I mean, he's like you were saying last week, Rab, he's... You don't think he should get the Money in the Bank briefcase, and I get that. And I kind of, the more I think about it, the more I thought you were right last week when I was thinking about it. But he's just naturally getting himself over, and he's just, you know, I'm assuming an imminent face turn. But I don't think he'd even have to turn him face because he's over naturally like that now. But starting, you know.
The biggest mistake you could do is changing anything in that guy's character. You know what I mean? Because I think. Weirdly, I think he feels like a babyface already. Fans are behind him.
Yeah.
He's cocky. He tears people apart on the mic. That's kind of what babyfaces did back in Attitude Era. You know what I mean?
I mean, we've said it so many times. He delivers stuff like The Rock. It feels like, you know, how The Rock got over naturally as well from that heel into that kind of babyface. It feels like that progression's happening really tonight as well.
Aye, so it's going to be good to see. And if he does get Money in the Bank, you know, I'm happy to see that as well. You know what I mean? But I just don't think he necessarily needs it. I think if I was in charge at WWE, I'd be thinking, I want Logan Paul turning up on all his socials with the Money in the Bank briefcase and all that kind of stuff. I want that. And in the meantime, we'll just have LA Knight Day's End thing come up the curd. You know what I mean?
Of course, you have to bury this week as well. Your niece losing the tag belts to Rousey and Shayna Baszler, which again is a mental sentence. Your niece got beaten off Ronda Rousey.
It's impossible for me to bury the fact that my niece was in the ring with Ronda Rousey. I'm not going to bury that. I don't care what the result was. There's no way I'm burying that. In fact, I'm going to put over the fact that my niece was in the ring with fucking Ronda and Shayna Baszler. It was, you know, the belts were going to come after them at some point.
Did you watch the match?
I did see the match, yes.
Aye.
The belts were going to come after them at some point, so it might as well come after them against Ronda Rousey, right?
Exactly. It would have been nice if it had been at Money in the Bank that the match was lined up for. Is she going to be... She's over just now with everyone, is she?
She is.
But she's not on the card, is she?
No, I don't think so.
No, but I think they're doing some house. I'm right in doing they're doing some house shows around Money in the Bank, I think. But yeah, she's not on the card as it stands. But card is subject to change as always.
I can't say any more about it
right at the moment. Oh,
Fucking shite. Right, let's see what people are saying. Brian wants to put over this staunch title that he saw, and it is a, what is this?
This is an Intercontinental Championship that WWE have released in, obviously coming over to Britain this week for Money in the Bank, and it is a Union Jack over the IC title in homage to the British Bulldog, but I have got all the money on it that Grado will be buying this at 450 quid. There is no way an opportunity like this is passing Grado. An IC title as a Union Jack.
That would look beautiful in his wee room, isn't it? His wee fucking pub.
Yes.
And that balloon on his belt there.
I think the balloon on his belt. I have seen lots of people today tweeting Grado with that picture saying you need to get this Grado. Right. And I'm pretty sure it'll be ordered straight away.
Selco wants to put over Grado for being brand new and having the time for a quick chat at the Ideal Home Show a few weeks back. Felt he thought I was bullshitting him when I told him I was a fan of Wrestling Daft by questioning me if I knew who Crofty was. Beppe. Says he wants to put over AEW Fight Forever. Loads of fun. There you go.
Oh, someone's played it already.
Oh, half the press. Wow. And wants to bury Danielson Breckney's arm. Hopefully he still makes Wembley. Fingers crossed. I just don't see it. But maybe he could turn up with one of the casts on.
Aye.
Bronze Cello wants to put over LA Knight versus Rey Mysterio from SmackDown and Baron Corbin versus Carmelo for NXT. I want to talk about this as well. As I've said many a time on this show, I'm a big fan of Baron Corbin.
Yep.
I like everything about the guy. And I'm coming out. We're all gimmick. Fucking loved that. I thought, I watched the match because I always try and watch his matches. I thought the match was great as well.
Did he come up to the old music as well?
No, he didn't come out to the very first one.
Right.
He didn't. He came out to the, what's it called again?
Aye, the one that the band did, aye, but I loved it. That when he came out to the spotlights, he used to come out to the spotlights, and I loved that entrance.
But he is that guy has kind of, for me, has proven that he can pretty much do anything, man. You give him anything and he'll make a good, and people talk about, sometimes you hear people going, get rid of Baron Corbin. I don't think you actually see that many people saying that, but I have seen it in the past, get rid of him or not. See if you're running a wrestling promotion and you've got a guy like that in your roster, he's got a job for life, that guy.
He's permanent heel. I would be amazed if he ever was turned face. I think he's a heel for life.
He's got a job for life. He's a brilliant enhancement talent. You know what I mean? You put him in with young guys, he's solid now. You put him in with anybody and you get a decent program out of him. You know what I mean? It's like, why would you ever get rid of that good, strong, safe a wrestler who can talk, who fans boo when he comes out, and who seems to be a really nice guy in social media, who just a family man living his life.
Apparently so, yeah. He's got one of the most protected finishers in wrestling as well, end of days. I don't think anyone's ever kicked out of it. I don't think anyone's kicked out of it. I'm sure someone will get in touch and tell me this otherwise, but I am pretty sure no one's kicked out of the end of days.
Yeah, we need to get check the details on that. On
yeah,
John, because I feel like you've made a terrible mistake there, right? Stevie wants to put over Forbidden Door. Great event as a whole. Omega versus Ospreay 2 was an epic all timer. I'll need to watch it. The 10-man tag was a load of fun, and Jungle Boy's heel turn was a great surprise. So there you go, great surprise. Barry, Vince supposedly back in charge of creative again. Nobody's been complaining about the shows though. So Marty wants to put over the Tony D'Angelo and Joe Coffey Gallus storyline going on at the moment. Old Tony Soprano is looking down proud as punch with these segments and wants to bury Rollins' shoes from Raw, look like some sort of contraption from the Donald Duck moccasins range. Fucking horrendous. I like Rollins coming out with a mad gear on. That's what a wrestler's supposed to be doing. That's what wrestlers are fucking supposed to be doing, you idiots.
It's on Rollins as well. Talking back to the kind of early night, he's had this, he's not changed his gimmick from when he was a heel, still coming out in these big drippy,
yep,
codes and still the music, still being quite a heel on the mic and saying some heel stuff, And it's another one. It's mental that the music's got him over so much, And I think someone that I had to interview and said, "Well, you get, people. We try and stop people singing the music." He's like, "No, I fucking love it. It's great."
Yeah.
It's turning a bit like the Walk kind of thing, where people are just still singing the music throughout the match and what have you.
Yep. Wrestling God wants to put over LA Knight for continuing to get more and more over with the crowd each week. If he doesn't win Money in the Bank, I'll be raging. Why is the Barry Bryan Danielson's injury being worse than thought? It looks like he'll miss the big Wembley show. Imagine 70,000 plus singing the final countdown. It's fucking annoying.
Apparently, I heard on the final countdown that Tony dipped his hand in his pocket and paid more for the final countdown than he did, I think, for some of the wrestlers on the actual show.
Kev wants to put over AEW Fight Forever being available on Nintendo Switch. There we go. He wants to bury too much crossover between the main Raw and SmackDown wrestlers and the NXT. It's not broke, so don't fix it. I disagree about that. I quite like the Raw and SmackDown roster dipping down into NXT here and there.
Aye, I don't mind it because it gets eyes on NXT, doesn't it?
Chris wants to put over Ishii putting a bullet hole in Moxley's forehead and Dynamite. And Renee going tits at Mox and Kingston. And Finn Balor's getting bitter, not better, Money in the Bank promo. Finn Balor's having a good wee period here, isn't he?
Judgment Day are so hot, man.
Oh, they're hot as fuck, man. Chris wants to bury Bryan Danielson's broken arm, likely putting him out all in. Very depressing. Jordan wants to put over Omega versus Ospreay 2, one of the best matches I've ever seen. A perfect mix of drama and violence. Perfect storytelling. And wants to bury a Jungle Boy promo. Get him a mouthpiece instantly or his heel run won't get started. Also, the hate surrounding Logan Paul winning, give him the briefcase. There you go. There's somebody wanting Logan Paul to win the briefcase. And Coach Tripp wants to put your Sting. Could be getting on buses for hee-haw, but still never phones it in. It's very true, isn't it? What a worker. What a worker. Gavin says, I'd like to bury Sting's bomber jacket. He's my all-time favourite, but at the moment he looks like he works the doors at Clatty Pants.
You just made the list!
Everybody loves a list. The day one each week on Wrestling Daft, just out of tradition. It's a traditional thing now, John, at this point. Money in the Bank is what we were asking you. Your favourite Money in the Bank match of all time. What's your favourites? Tell us your favourites. That's what we asked. John, would you, any of your favourite Money in the Bank matches involve the lockdown ones where they were running through the building?
Does that feel like
a mad serial fever dream that we all had?
It was mental. I loved that. I actually loved that Money in the Bank, man. It was just someone getting thrown off a building, you know, nothing.
Ended up in Vince's office.
Vince's office with the dinosaur. And I loved that Money in the Bank, man. It was like a computer game, like starting the bottom level, work your way up to the top.
It was like something that was like a SmackDown game on the fucking PS2 or something, was what it was like.
I know. It was good. It was good. I enjoyed that.
It's a funny one. It's a funny one. I struggle with this a wee bit because I don't really remember any real kind of standout Money in the Bank matches. I don't know why that is. I don't really remember that many of them. You know what I mean?
I always enjoy a Money in the Bank match as well.
I'm not a big fan of a multi-man match.
You know?
No crazy on multi-man matches. I find it a bit difficult to suspend my disbelief. Like when there's like four guys lying down outside the ring to let a couple of guys do their bit. You know what I mean? And I just sometimes, there's just something about a multi-man match. I love a Royal Rumble. I love a Battle Royal. And I love a tag team match. But when it comes to a multi-man kind of scramble type situation, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? And I think that's why. And I think the Money in the Bank briefcase being the fact every match ends with somebody getting the Money in the Bank briefcase and kind of that's all you think about.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think, we've talked about this a couple of times, do you think it should be its own event or do you think it should just be a novelty match that gets brought in now and again at WrestleMania or SummerSlam or something like that?
I think it's fine having its own event. I think it's like, you know, it feels bigger than just, it feels like it's your way of kind of crowning the next guy. But, you know, I know sometimes it doesn't get used like that. It doesn't really work that way for, what's his name? Austin, what's his fucking name, man?
Oh, God, Austin Theory.
Austin Theory last time round.
Or, was he last Sandow, year, Austin Theory? Damien Sandow had the case.
Sandow had it. Baron Corbin had it, did they not?
Yeah, he messed it up as well, didn't he?
So, I think, but then you don't always want the person. I kind of would like, I'd quite like a big person to win it again, you know what I mean? I like it when a Brock Lesnar's got a Money in the Bank briefcase and things like that.
That Money in the Bank, when he kind of came down out and over the surprise entrant and was kicking about with the Money in the Bank as the Ghetto Blaster was brilliant.
Well, that was brilliant, wasn't it? That was brilliant. I mean,
but looking at, I mean, it's Logan Paul. It's looking at Money in the Bank for this, and we'll talk about it near the end of the show, just looking at the card. But Logan Paul's got to be favourite. The one that I was looking back at some of them, WrestleMania 24, when you look at this Money in the Bank, it's stacked, man. CM Punk, Carlito, Jericho, John Morrison, Mr. Kennedy, MVP, and Shelton Benjamin. Shelton Benjamin was fucking amazing in that match.
Aye, but there is also a few guys in that match I wouldn't fucking pay a cent to watch wrestle.
Do you want to name names here?
Right, go through them again.
CM Punk.
Right.
Carlito. Jericho. John Morrison. Mr. Kennedy, MVP, and Shelton.
Maybe four, actually. I wouldn't fight to watch wrestle. I'm not going to name names. I'm sure you fucking probably work it out. Let's see what punters are saying. Selco says the Money in the Bank where every member of the Shield held the title at one point.
What was that one?
Money in the Bank, every member of the Shield. What does that mean?
I can't remember. I'm just thinking, because there was the one where... there was the Nexus one as well. I remember that one was like half of them were the Nexus and half were the wrestlers as well for the Money in the Bank. I'm just trying to think of what one he's talking about. I'm talking shite here. Ambrose and Rollins were involved in 2014. Seth Rollins, Ambrose, Ziggler, Swagger, Kingston, and Rob Van Dam. That must be the one, isn't it?
But he's not talking about a Money in the Bank match, though. He's not talking about a Money in the Bank match. I think he's talking about the event. There was that event. Was it? I didn't even realise it was Money in the Bank, but there was a pay-per-view where Reigns was a champion at the start, I'm pretty sure, and then Rollins became champion, and then Dean Ambrose cashed in. That's what it was.
Right.
Seth, do you remember that?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Right, so there was that.
That's right, yeah.
That's what he's talking about. That's kind of, you know, that's Money in the Bank adjacent. 2016 was a stormer, says Kieran. Owens, Zayn, Cesaro, Del Rio, Jericho, and Moxley. Some good people in there. Only one I wouldn't pay to watch in there. Paul says, call me mental if you want. I love the match at Titan Towers. There we go. Often gets forgotten about as there were so many cinematic matches at that time. Mad Vince telling AJ and Brian to get out of his office is definitely a highlight. Man, that was a fucking crazy time, wasn't it? It was crazy. David says Mr. Kennedy winning it at WrestleMania was good. Hendo says 2007 at WrestleMania, Jeff Hardy leg drop off a ladder, a key memory as a child. 2005, first one, Kane destroying every cunt, Big Tyson Tomko interfering for Christian, love day two together. I loved Christian and Tyson Tomko together as well. 2016, star-studded match, loads of cracking spots in that Ambrose cash-in.
That was
elevates the match. There we go. Marty says, the very first one at WrestleMania 21 with Edge winning. Just a plain and simple black briefcase, which is better than the bangers they have now. Shelton Benjamin with some crazy spots and all, but Vince probably doesn't acknowledge it because wee Benoit was in the match. And Stuart says, the opening ladder match of 2011 is a glorious car crash year match. One of those matches which I had a buzz watching. It's a good gimmick match though, isn't it?
I enjoy it. What I do like is the, you know, when they have the case and, you know, the threat of the cash in and turning up at commentary and, you know, failed cash ins and all that. And I mean, you think of some of the cash in moments. I mean, fuck me, the Ziggler one. I loved the Ziggler. It's still my favourite cash in Ziggler when he came down. And it was AJ Lee and Big E at the time was cohorts. And it was Alberto Del Rio. I loved that cash in. It was because it was Ziggler as well. And he got the belt. Loved that. And obviously Rollins at WrestleMania is all-timer.
That really is an all-timer, isn't it?
The Rollins cash in's the bit. You can't beat that one. But an underrated one is Ziggler. Ziggler cash in, and obviously got the money and the women's Money in the Bank cash in. I don't think anyone's failed a cash in for Money in the Bank. No, Nikki won it. You know, remember Nikki won it and
aye.
Had the cash in same night. But I don't think any of the women have ever failed in a cash in so far. So that might be one to watch this weekend.
But you don't think anybody's going to cash in right away, do you?
I think there's a stat that most of the women, it's either on the night before. Remember, it was, what's her face last year? Oh my God, her name's just escaped me. Liv Morgan. She did, and Nikki cashed in the night after she won it, didn't she?
On Raw?
Yeah, she cashed in, but I'm pretty sure it's either most of the women's winners have either been on the night or the Raw after.
Interesting. You're full of facts tonight, mate.
I'm pulling them out everywhere tonight. You see, I've not been watching, but I have been reading.
Woo! It's time, if you listen to this show, to get yourself onto our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, and get yourself signed up. Fly in a couple of quid, few quid on the regular, and it keeps this show going. If you love the show, you want to keep it going, right? It's true, you want to kick a wee something in. Gies Grado a wee bit of beer money. Gies John a wee bit of five-a-sides money. Gives me a wee bit of computer game money. That's what it's all about. If you want to show some appreciation for the show, if you enjoy the wrestling, you want to jump on the Discord and you want to get access to free tickets for our next live show. And I'm sure we're going to be doing another live show before the end of the year, aren't we, John?
Definitely.
We're going to be singing some karaoke. And listen, let me tell you something. See, if you want to sing karaoke at that show in front of me and John and Grado, the only chance you're going to get to do that is if you sign up to our Patreon, because it's going to be Patreon members first on the fucking mic on that night. So if you want to get yourself signed up to our Patreon, that's what you need to do. And also, a shout out there as well. This is a good time to do this, I think, John. If you want to sponsor the show, if there's any of you out there that have a wee business, or a wee this, or a wee that, and you want to sponsor the show, and you want us to do a read for your show, which you can then remember, cut out of, like, let's say you're in a butcher shop, or you're a plumber, or you do some kind of grafting, you've got your own wee company, or your own wee business, or something, right? You're going to get me and Grado and John doing a read for you, which you can then extract and put up in your Facebooks and your socials and all that if you want. If you want to sponsor the show, get in touch as well. Get in touch with your man, John, and we can work something out. We might be far less expensive than you think we'd be. You never... Now, on Wrestling Daft, it's time for you to attempt to win our wages. You get 60 seconds on the clock to get 10 wrestling questions right. And if you win, and you get them all right, you're going to win our wages. How about that? And only player this week is your boy. Who is it, John?
It is Callum Bruce, everyone.
Phil Ike.
Callum Bruce, hey boy, how you doing?
No bad, I'm yourself.
I'm no bad, mate. I'm hanging in. I'm no bad. I'm going to be doing a bit of filming next month sometime. There's no July yet, but August sometime, you know what I mean? I really need to be on a diet and working out and all that, and I'm fucking mate, I'm just playing computer games and all that, playing computer games and eating crisps.
I can't let you feel.
Just can't fucking motivate myself, mate. I just can't. I just feel I'm on the road out. Right, so with that said,
welcome to the show, Callum.
Welcome to the show, Callum. Right. Do you feel ready to do this? You've got a minute now, remember, Callum, to answer all 10 questions. If you don't know the answer, all you do is pass, right? And right. If we've got time at the end, we come back to the questions that you passed on, right? Have you got that?
Aye.
You feeling confident?
I came third in the quiz last weekend, so...
Who's your favourite wrestler?
I knew. Without being biased.
Aye.
You're probably saying Will Ospreay at the moment.
Will Ospreay. Okay. Are you going to be going to Wembley?
I'm chancing my luck on last minute tickets.
You'll get them, I think.
I know there's a couple of nosebleeder seats going for like 30 quid, so.
You'll get them.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. Right, okay. Let's do the question. John, are you ready on the timer?
I am.
Let's do this. I'll try and not fuck it up, right? I'll try and get it smoothly this time. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah. All right.
John, start the clock. Which legendary wrestler is doing an audience with in Glasgow next week?
Undertaker.
Who was the original leader of the Bullet Club?
Prince Devitt, a.k.a. Finn Balor.
In WCW, the Outsiders were made up of what two wrestlers?
Kevin Nash and Scott Hall.
Joshua Fatu is better known as what wrestler?
Jey Uso.
What rock band frontman is part owner of NWA?
Billy Corgan.
What was the name of Coco Beware's parrot?
Pass.
Bret Hart and what other wrestler made up the Hart Foundation?
Jim Neidhart.
Blade Runner is the name of what AEW wrestler's finisher?
Jay White.
Who headlined the Saturday night at last year's WrestleMania?
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus... No, last year's.
Last year's.
Pass.
What is the name of the new AEW video game?
Fight Forever.
What was the name of Coco Beware's parrot?
Pass.
Who headlined the Saturday night at last year's WrestleMania?
Time!
Oh, man. I thought you were doing it.
I thought we were giving away our money there, by the way, Callum.
Coco Beware is out of my realm.
Oh, I thought you were doing it, mate. I'm trying to, Saturday night, unexpected live
main event.
Kevin Owens was involved.
Oh, versus Stone Cold.
Yep.
And then Coco Beware's parrot was called Frankie. It was way before your time, mate. Way before your time.
I'm Ruthless as Gresham era onwards.
Mate, do not worry about that. That was a really great attempt. That was 8.
It was indeed. That puts you joint top of the leaderboard.
Joint top of the leaderboard, mate. Very well done. Very well done. You were so close. Listen, I think you're just a bit of bad luck there, because I think if you had got a couple of questions instead of the ones that were made about the modern wrestling game, you'd have got them, I think, probably. So you just got unlucky with the questions. Callum, thanks so much for coming on. I'm glad I've still got my money, though.
Don't worry.
Well, we'll cycle around and let's see, maybe they might do this and we'll maybe get you back again. We'll get you back. We'll see when the money's won, that then people are allowed to re-enter again.
Maybe we'll have if the money doesn't get won, maybe we have a Champions League at the end of the year, maybe.
We could do something like that.
Aye.
But just about at the end of the year, because it's near Christmas, it'll just be John's money you'll be playing for. Hey, Callum, have a good weekend, man, right?
Thanks for coming on. Right, cheers, lads.
Bye now. I like Callum.
There he goes.
I feel like he knows he's wrestling. You know how sometimes you get guys on, you think, they've done quite well, but they still don't feel like, I feel like Callum, if you're in a pub quiz and it's about wrestling, you want Callum sitting beside you.
He's a wrestle zone. You can tell by the accent he's a wrestle zone guy as well, couldn't you? He loves the bingo balance.
Oh, I know bingo balance. See if there's a bingo balance question, he'd have won.
I wish I'd put that.
Well, listen, that's really it for Wrestling Daft. It's been an absolute blast. A kind of quick one again this week. We're kind of keeping it sharp and tight.
Because Grado's not here.
Grado's away, we're not having to pause so much for him to vape and stuff like that. But we're also wanting to keep it muscular and tight so that when Grado comes back, and he should be back next week, I think.
He should be. Hold on, actually, I'm on holiday next week, so I don't know if there will be a show next week.
There might not be a show. Actually,
unless you and Grado want to do the technical bits again.
John, I think that works out well for me, actually, because I'm actually going to be doing something as well. So we'll maybe take a wee break. I give Grado a wee bit of buffer time. And I think, John, we should take this time, if we're taking a break next week, to have a wee... Grado will be coming back, and we should have a wee think about...
A refresh.
A wee refresh. Any new things we can put into the format. I'll tell you what I do like. I love the winner wages. I think that's great. I think that's a fun...
We've done the list for it. We're running out of things for the list, I think. I think the Buddy Input over, because it gets their... People can get their wrestling points.
Yep.
We do, so we keep that. But I'm thinking a wee replacement for the list of wrestling daft. So if you want anything that we're not doing on this show, let us know.
Yes. Yes. Let us know if you've got any ideas. You'd make the show for us. And remember what I say is about the Patreon. Go on Patreon. If you want to sponsor the show, we'd love to have a sponsor. You know what I mean?
I'd be great.
But just don't make it be anything like dildos or anything, right? Just,
I think that'd be great. Dildos sponsoring the podcast would be quite
good. Would, John. You would think that's great.
Do you want to run through the card for Money in the Bank this weekend?
Yeah, let's run through the card.
Right, Gunther, Matt Riddle for the IC Championship. Only one winner there, surely.
Gunther, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a good match, though.
I think it'll be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The women's match, tag team match, is Rousey and Baszler versus Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez.
Rousey.
Rousey and Baszler. I think they'll keep them together, and I think there'll be a blow-off match at the next WrestleMania between Rousey and Baszler, is what I think. Do you think the Money in the Bank match will headline, or do you think it's definitely going to be the Civil War, isn't it? The Bloodline Civil War that will headline.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got, obviously, Rollins and Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship. I think we'll see a title change.
Let's see if it was me. See if it was me. Mm-hmm. I'd put that belt on Balor.
I think after he dropped it, I think it's quite nice symmetry. Obviously, he you know, beat Rollins for that belt and had to give it up. I think they might put the belt on Balor at the weekend. I know Rollins hasn't had it for that long, but I think
it feels right for Judgment Day as well to get I think
having Balor with the belt, I wouldn't be adverse to that. And obviously, and I think in London that will go down really well as well. So Cody Rhodes versus Mysterio Dominic.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, building them back up for that big boy. Do you think Brock will make an appearance?
No.
Nah, he doesn't. He won't fly.
He's no fucking coming out.
Of course not.
Back at his ranch.
Aye. The women's ladder match, we've got Selena Vega versus Becky Lynch versus Zoe Stark versus Bayley versus Io Sky versus Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus.
Do you think?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
I want Trish Stratus cutting a bit with that fucking...
Aye. I think Bayley...
Trish Stratus has been brilliant since she came back, by the way.
She has been very good. She has. But, I mean, the Money in the Bank, do you need to put it on Bayley or do you need to put it on Trish? Do you give it to someone like Io Sky who to build her up? Or something? I don't know.
Put it on Trish Stratus, man.
Right, Trish Stratus. Right.
I like the thought of Trish. I think if you put it on Trish Stratus, it's another one of the ones where Trish Stratus could cut a boot with it for...
coming
out posing with it and all that and doing a thing with it, you know what I mean, swagging about with it. I think that makes sense to me.
Yeah, the men's got Ricochet, Nakamura, LA Knight, Santos Escobar, Butch, Damian Priest and Logan Paul. We all know who you think's winning that.
Here's one for you.
Mm.
Right. Here's one for you.
I think I know what you're going to say here.
See if the belt does go on Finn Balor.
Damian Priest
winning Money in the Bank. And maybe the reason why Damien Priest wins Money in the Bank is because LA Knight and Logan Paul get into a wee hang together. You know what I mean? And Damien Priest takes the opportunity while they are. So they've got a wee bit of hang going on, they two. And, and then you've got this thing where it's like, oh, hold on here. With Judgment Day, you know what I mean?
That would be interesting. Hold on a minute. Very, very interesting. I'd book that, mate. I'd book that.
From a storytelling point of view, the fascinating thing would be Balor with a title and Damien Priest with the fucking briefcase.
Aye. Right, big one. The Bloodline Civil War.
By the way, I just want to say there, I think Damien Priest deserves that fucking briefcase as well. I'm not just saying it for storyline point of view.
No.
See, it's like I say, after I saw that Damien Priest and Bad Bunny match, I was like, that boy's ready now. That boy could be a world champion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think he looks the part. Looks the absolute part. So then you got the Civil War match. Apparently, WrestleVotes are saying at the moment there's two very drastic finishes in play for the match, and creative are split on the decision of what way to go with it. And I'm told the Usos and Soul were a part of a run through session this past Friday at a closed location to go over things. What do you think is happening in that match?
I think somebody else is turning up.
Do you think the other Uso, the other Fatu brother, because there's another one that's a wrestler who I can't remember who he wrestles for, is it CPW or something like that?
I think somebody else is turning up. The whole thing of the Bloodline has always been, you know, we will outnumber
Rikishi. Yes, Rikishi's turning up.
I just wouldn't be surprised if there was some kind of shenanigans again that we didn't see coming. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised. However, if it wasn't shenanigans and it was just 2-on-2, you've got to have the Usos win.
Aye. Does Roman eat the pin?
No.
No. So eats the pin?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Or is this the point that Heyman... I don't think it's too early to switch Roman face because Heyman turns on Roman with Soul, but I think that maybe comes down the line.
It's a tricky one. I think shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Rikishi, yes. Kishi turns up. That's what we want. Flattens Heyman at ringside.
I mean, it could be, the thing we need to remember as well is that Sami Zayn was in the bloodline.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be one of the family to be in the bloodline. Well, Sami Zayn was there. It could be anybody, is what I'm saying. It could be anybody who's involved in shenanigans.
Kayle and Sami aren't booked on the card, but I would imagine they might be involved with the Matt Riddle. I think they'll probably turn up at the Matt Riddle Gunther match, because I think Imperium will be there in Gunther's corner. I think Zayn and Owens will be in Riddle's corner. Because I quite like that wee thing that they've got
there's
going
many,
on.
This is why, John, I'm saying shenanigans, because I don't see, you know, they're in the UK, it's a big event. I don't see any possibility that we don't see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens getting involved in that main event in some capacity. And I think the way they get involved in that main event is if they have to come down and give the Usos honours when something unforeseen happens. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know what that would be, but is there another tag team out there floating about that could fucking come in and...
Who knows?
We're supposed to have been finishing this show and now we're having this fascinating chat about...
and the only team we're kind of pushing, then the Shar boys, the big guys, but they're far too green and too far too early for to be involved, I would say.
Yeah.
Big boys, though. Big boys. Bye.
It's an interesting one, isn't it?
We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to sit and watch. I'm going on my holiday on Sunday morning. I'm going to really enjoy watching Money in the Bank at UK time, couple of beers in my hand, holiday mode, and watching Money in the Bank on Saturday night. I'll watch it with the Waynes, I think.
What date is it?
Saturday!
Is it this Saturday night?
It's this Saturday!
I thought it was a week later than that. Right, okay, cool. Saturday night. Sweet, I'll be watching that as well then.
There you go.
My fucking Saturday night sorted.
Sorry, I'm hastily. That is this Saturday. I'm perfect.
No, as I'm going to get the projector set up. No.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, it would be good stuff. There we go. So, yeah, that'll be cracking this weekend.
Okay. Well, that's it for Wrestling Daft. Actually, at this time, no kidding on, this time is actually it for Wrestling Daft. Thanks for listening. And like I said, do we couple of week break and then we'll be back and we'll have a refreshed show for you. And hey, since it is going to be a refreshed show, get a serious think about that sponsorship thing. You know, maybe even talk to anybody you know, because you could be the sponsor of the new version of the show. John, peace out. That's my new exit. Peace out.
I'll see you up the road.
You know, peace out.